grace and peace to you from our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to say thank to all of you for what you have done, especially to myself and to the AIM, which is the African Immigrant Minister, and for the mission work that we have been done together. Sometimes I share with you, and sometimes I have no time to share it with you, but the joys of the work that you have done for the Lord is always revealing. Today we are going to share about the message as we are walking in the land. The message for today is very simple, and it is very clear to each and every one of us. And I would like to title it that, Fry harm you physically, mentally, and your soul as well. And sometimes we may not know that the fries that we have indeed harm us. King Nebuchadnezzar was a great king, and he ruled Babylon for many, many years. And he is a great builder, and he has done wonderful things that he has succeeded doing. But there was one thing that the king has missed. He saw that all he has done is his own power. He believed that he is the one who is doing this, who make all these things succeed for him. He forgot about God. But before him, Babylon was found by Nephron, the son of Cush, and that person, the king before him, was the wicked and awful and controlled man. He did it as he wanted, and he got whatever he wanted too. I believe the same thing has been proceeded from there to the king Nebuchadnezzar. And by that point, as King Nebuchadnezzar was warned in a dream because of the wickedness and the sin that he had done, he was terrified after he woke up, and he has summoned all the magician, the astrologer, and also the diviner. And he shared with them about the dream of a tree that has grown large, and all people around the world see it. And many come to get food and shelter, animal, and all those kind of things. But there was certain thing that terrible him, because the messenger came and said, cut down that tree and let every bird and everything depart from it. And all that should remain is the stump and the root of that tree. And how do you call those people to help them or to interpret about the dream that he has? They did not. They did not interpret it for him. As I came from Africa, I may understand a little bit. Telling someone who is in the authority, whom you know that when you speak the truth, that truth may end up your life. Because King Nebuchadnezzar has erected his own God that all the people come to worship in the Babylon. And that is where his heart is, his success is, his pride is. And those who refuse to worship his God, they are burned alive. They are punished. Because only those who may be sitting around him speak the word that he likes. anything that against his way is being punished. Here in the United States, you are privileged to speak your mind and to share if you disagree with something. Some part of the world, you cannot do it like that. King is full of himself, and he forgot about God. He only do what he loves, and that is why he has produced his own God. And part of it, you may see, as he called those people to interpret, and they could not. Finally, the king called Daniel, whom you can read carefully and say to him, because you are a great magician and no mystery that you cannot understand, because the holy gods, he mean many, not one God. Holy gods is upon you. Because he believed that he does not believe in the holy God that we believe. He believed in his own God, many God that you can create it. And then from there, Daniel, who is faithful and merciful and trustworthy to God, become perplexed, and his thought was terrified. I believe it is because he is scared of revealing the truth. He know what this means, what this dream mean to the king. And the king told him, don't be terrified, don't be alarmed by the dream. Say it as you can. And then Daniel revealed to him that the dream that you have, the tree that you see, and what has happened to that tree, and that tree is you. You know, this is a very difficult task to say it to the king. Even today, you are that sinful person. You are wicked, and you have done wrong to this nation. That is what Daniel has said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar. And you know what happened? He did not even pay attention to it. He goes on with his own life. Even though Daniel fled with him to repent and to do what is right and to serve the Holy One, King Nebuchadnezzar did not, because of his own pride. He continued to do the thing that he loved. And then 12 months later, when he was walking in the roof of his royal, and then he phrased himself and said, this is the great Babylon that I view with my own power, with my own majesty. And that was the time when the word of Daniel was fulfilled, the dream was fulfilled. The king was driven out of the country, and he stayed with the beast, walked like a cattle, have no clothes, his hair grow. You can see, if the picture will come, you can see his nail, his face, and everything. The wonderful king that we know has changed. It changed because he had been inflicted physically, in mind, and also in everything that he has. He did not even pay attention or listening to the message that had been told by Daniel. While you may think that this has happened a long time ago, I want to warn you or to inform you about certain things that the king Nebuchadnezzar has done that are being done today. as we are in this world, not in that many years. And I want to talk to you a little bit about place where I come from, which is South Sudan, which was getting its independence in 2011. You know, South Sudan has been at war with the North Sudan for over 50 years. And when the independence was granted to them, people were so happy. The world was rejoiced with the people of South Sudan because it was the enemies, the Christian, against the Muslim. And they think that when they have their own place, they will be at peace. But they were wrong. It was so terrible that the life that those people are living now under the leadership that they were phrased, was wonderfully singing song for him, was a great man, a wonderful fighter, now become the most hated person in South Sudan. In only 2 days, he killed about 20,000 people. About 2 million now live in the refugee camp. That is part of Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, and Sudan. And about 1.9 million are living in the displaced camp in South Sudan itself. And 7 million are in extreme hunger and in need of humanitarian. We, you are a part of it as you pay what you call tax. You are taxpayer who give tax to the government of the United States, and the United States are providing more than $11 billion to South Sudan to help. Do you know what the population of that country is? It is estimated to be 12 million. And out of 12 million, 10.9 million are either in displaced camp or in starvation. Only 1.1 million. I have been saying about them. 10 million. Well, let me tell you this. You know, you can refer back to King Nebuchadnezzar, who have surrounded by many people and like to hear what he like to hear. There are many in South Sudan at this moment today who praise that leader, who say that he is a unifier, even though 10.9 million is out and only 1 million live in the country. They say that he is a symbol of peace. He is a symbol of unity. He is the only person who can bring peace back to those whom he has displaced. While it happened, one time he went to church as we are sitting here, and one of the bishops from South Sudan, who is very brave, I think he may be one of the Daniel for those people back home over there. And when he shared all this to the leader of the country, he then walked out from the church. He stayed away almost a year, not attending the church, not going to any church, because he does not like to hear this. Well, you know, the day as the South Sudanese, when we hear about that bishop sharing the message, we scare. We believe that he may not make it alive the next day. Well, I believe it's enough for this. But what about us? What about we, the people who are here now? We may have other things that we are worshiping in our own life. Whether the sword of a sickness, whether it is the joy of having a plenty, as I am here in the United States, I am so blessed. I am so blessed more than any people who are over there. I'm so blessed physically, financially, and also I'm so blessed that I can speak my mind to express whatever I have and disagree with the person, and I will expect that I will be alive. What about each and every one of us who may have his own fries that may take you or may take you out of focusing on God and praising God, only praising your power, your mighty, and not knowing that anything that comes to you as a blessing is from God himself. As we walk in the land at this moment, at this time, God has one purpose for us. Our Almighty God is merciful God. He gives as he wishes, and he forgives abundantly to each and every one of us our own sin. He is a blessing God. He is a wonderful and wonderful counselor. He loves us. Jesus came to die for you and me. And as Daniel has warned Nebuchadnezzar to refrain and do the right thing, this is what God has for each and every one of us. To refrain for our sin and to lift up our high to the Holy Father and to give thanks to him for any success, any wisdom that we have, because it is him alone who have granted this. As King Nebuchadnezzar has raised up his eye, praising God, acknowledge him that his authority is all over and no one else. He was restored in the state of him being a man, crawling, eating grass. Everything has been given back to him because he acknowledged that the Most High is all is above all. And this is what God needed from us. Very simple thing. It is something that we will buy. We will not buy with money, with work, or with anything else. It is only to give our heart to our Almighty God and to praise him and to know that he is the source of everything. And as you will walk out, know that Jesus, the loving Father, the God of all, is with you. And whatever you do, acknowledge him before all things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that in mind, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.